This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Now.
What a beautiful Friday morning. Let's get it.
Woo!
Shawcross. Murder Rates Garbage Place.
Yeah!
70 for the high today. It is a beautiful start. Thank you guys for being here with us and tuning in. You can stream us live on that free Odyssey app. And yes, we still have two more pairs of tickets left to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul July 6th.
I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, gotta get the right that things to turn you on. And get I wanna be the papa, you can be the ma. Is that what you were looking for earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. I wasn't ready. I need to get activated. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, I totally understand. All right, let's jump into There I Said It. All of your unpopular opinions are coming in right now. 585-252-9800. I'll start because this really pissed me off yesterday. But why is Hollywood remaking The Goonies? And they were so excited to tell everybody about it.
What's
probably
that?
A movie you haven't seen yet. With you and I acted it out, Moose Breeze Theater. It's an 80s classic with Sloth.
Mm-hmm.
The Goonies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wasn't happy to hear the news because I just leave our childhood memories alone if you're born in the 80s. Come up with something original and stop remaking classic films.
I've been saying this since Disney started going AWOL. They've been going haywire. They're just like, can't think of an original idea? Let's just remake the old, the classic.
That's all they've been doing.
Although I'm very excited to see Lilo and Stitch, I will admit. That comes out in June.
Personal opinion, I wasn't really that happy when they touched Ghostbusters, but they did it. So
they did it like 100 times.
I know. It was like, come on.
How many times do we do this?
You're ruining it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. The state needs to start enforcing laws that restaurants have to put the calories of the food item on the menu. There, I said it. Yeah. I would be fine with that. Would you? Would you?
I think that only applies to chain restaurants.
They do that at the Cheesecake Factory. Their menu is literally the Bible.
Oh, and that dictionary that they hand out?
It's literally a phone book. Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, have to, because anyone who eats two pieces of cheesecake back to back like I did needs to know that, hey, you just consume 62,000 calories.
Yeah.
It's a huge health risk for sure. Yeah. Also, shame on you for even finishing one. They're so dense.
I know. I used to leave the show and I used to head to Pittsburgh. I'd pick up two slices, go home. I'd just sit in the corner and eat both of them back to back. I don't know, I was going through something.
Crying in the corner?
Let's go over to Jenna. I couldn't believe I finished both. Jenna says, guys, I have a coffee date this afternoon. Oh, wow.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh,
with some guy I met off Hinge. Can you name the best coffee place in the city? Also, not really a fan of coffee dates. Too basic, but he's a nice guy. There, I said it. Definitely
Moose
go to...
hates a coffee date.
Go to us, Spot date. Coffee, for sure. The place is
literally closed, like, 3 months ago. We were actually reported on it, so...
Yeah, I was here for that.
Yeah. Even Joe's picking up on your antics.
They're sitting outside in front of the door.
I have a theory that Moose is blackout every time we do the show. He can't remember anything.
I mean...
Do you think that calls for a doctor visit?
Yeah. Let's probably. Talk to the show. It's all I want for my birthday. Mine for today is this. Walmart has the best clothes around there, I say.
Oh, here we go.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is wrong.
Whatever. You know what's crazy? Big Red and I went to Walmart earlier this week, and she said the same thing.
Yes! I knew I loved her.
She was like,
I knew I loved
whoever's
her.
Doing Walmart's purchasing is doing a really good job, because, oh my God, this is so cute.
They have Reebok in there. They carry name brands
now. What have you purchased for yourself? Are you buying tapered jeans for yourself? What are you getting at Walmart for men? Because she's trying to convince me to go shopping at Walmart. I'm like, what am I getting there?
Yeah, what did you get? Did you get anything or no?
I buy my socks there. Mm-hmm. Most of my workout attire I buy from Walmart.
Well, workout attire, I got no problem.
This cute little wrestling singlet is from Walmart.
Where'd you get that jean denim jacket from?
Rue 21 Rip.
Yeah. Okay.
Rip. Right. But I have gotten a jean jacket from Walmart.
These pants that I'm wearing right now, I got at Walmart.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you guys, I thought, like, when I was in middle school and high school, there was always this connotation around Walmart, and if you shopped there for your clothes, that you were like trashy or like went without. I just don't agree with it whatsoever. I never will. Even in high school, I was going there and I would have to lie.
Hey, listen,
like, I got it from
when I was living in
people.
When I was living out in LA, I bought a bunch of stuff from Target. They had some good clothes for men. Got some nice chinos, some nice t-shirts, but nothing. Everything at Walmart is like boxy and big patterns. It's like I'm not a 65-year-old retired dad with New Balance on.
I get all my golf stuff from Walmart.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You're the one who keeps talking about it. I thought we moved on years ago.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, here's mine for today.
Okay.
Little Caesars is better the next morning after sitting on the counter all day.
Dude, you couldn't be more right.
Dude, it's like...
Eating Little Caesars, immediate jail.
What do you mean? Immediate it's one of the best pizzas.
Moose and I are on the same page. It's better the morning after you bought it.
Yeah, but you
There's
let it sit down on the
it.
Counter?
There's
in the box, but yeah. In the box.
With meat?
I guess, okay, yeah, that's the question of the hour because...
Pepperoni.
Is it... chill to leave a pizza with pepperoni on the counter overnight and then still eat it? Because if you really think about it, if you go to a deli, there's pepperoni sticks just like chilling out in the open.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I don't think it's not like chicken.
It's so heavily salted that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, these cured,
I love it.
These cured meats are so salty that you can go probably a month. Let's go over to, who's this person?
I think the danger would be cheese.
Did you guys hear about that kid that died from eating leftover pasta?
No.
That's what you don't want to do. If you sit pasta on the counter for like 4 or 5 days, which he did, the amount of bacteria that it grows, it killed him instantly.
4 or 5 days is the problem.
That's,
why would you do
unless you're
that?
Ravenous, like, yeah.
Overnight one time is different.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Audrey. People who make...
really just brought my mood all the way down.
Yeah, but hey... Cheers to Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Audrey said, pizza, pizza. People who make fun of Disney adults are typically jealous and worry too much about what others think about them. There, I said it. Just be yourself.
Spoken like a true Disney adult.
Yeah, literally.
I just always found it interesting. You know what I mean?
The
to see,
Mickey
a,
ears
to
is
see
crazy.
A 50-year-old man in overalls wearing Mickey Mouse ears waiting to ride the Space Mountain alone. You know?
Or they're like at the ribbon cutting for the... Star Wars ride that just launched.
Not me wearing a Star Wars shirt.
That's Red Jug.
Shout out.
Hey, good morning, guys. Not everyone deserves a college education. Some people genuinely thrive being told what to do forever. There, I said it. Jesus, like, hateful. God.
So
hateful.
No, that tracks.
Some people, hey.
Some people, like, they actually are just better suited for just, hey, let's do this thing. Let's go.
People like being told what to do. That's why some people prefer a relationship where, you know, very submissive.
Not I.
Eric says, your pet isn't your fur baby. It's a glorified parasite that you pay rent for. What's going on today?
Whoa. Someone's
what's going on?
Someone's pissed.
Sounds like Eric lost his first dog.
Can we all please give credit where credit is due? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The Amerks are crushing it right now. How could you not be proud of this team? They're absolutely killing it. They advanced in the North Division Final after sweeping the Syracuse Crunch. I don't know why you would name a team that. There's nothing tough about that. The Syracuse Crunch.
Yeah, they're crunching other hockey players' heads.
More like getting crunched, I guess.
Nice.
I mean, they're not the cereal.
All right, Joe. they absolutely swept and secured a 4-0 victory. And it's just awesome. When they beat a team this badly, 4 games in a row, it's just nice to just see the defeat in the opposing team's eyes. Like, they're so defeated, they're so sad, and it's fulfilling as a fan to see that.
Oh my God, you're evil. You're so hateful.
No, you want them to just do so well. That's what it comes down to. Their goalie, Devin Levi, 23-year-old, guy's a total G. He crushes it at a goalie. He allowed 2 goals in the series, 90 saves.
How many Amerks games have you been to this season?
2.
Really?
Yeah.
You went to 2 Amerks games?
That's more than last year.
I think that's 5 high. Or 6 for me.
Oh. I didn't get to one this year.
You didn't get to one?
I tried my hardest. Freeze. I really did. I went to a Nighthawks game. I did.
So did I.
Well, I mean, you might have the opportunity to still go for playoffs.
It's like July, they're still playing hockey.
No, they're going to be done by then. But the Amerks, I love the goalie. He's my favorite player. I love the guy. But the Amerks await their opponent in the North Division Final, which is either going to be, they're going to go up against the Laval Rocket or the Cleveland Monsters. These names are terrible.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But whoever they play, I think the Amerks, they're ready to go. I said this earlier. I grew up being a soccer player, but I've always looked at myself as a hockey player. It's something I've always wanted to do.
That's not how that works. That's just not.
He
fantasizes about being able to ice skate.
He's like,
I
identify as a hockey player. I'm like, that's not it.
A man can dream.
Yeah, you can dream. You can't say I am a hockey player if you never played hockey.
I'm not saying I'm a hockey player.
I look at myself as a hockey player.
Yeah, I do. I identify as a hockey player. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I've done it, but it's always been a dream of mine.
I identify as a hockey stick, so there's that.
Body
goals.
I skated once at 9 years old, and in the first 5 minutes, my parents were like, nope, get him out of the rink. He's a liability to other people who are skating, and I get it. All right, coming up on the show, it's another sick, twisted edition of What's in the Mystery Box. Intern Joe brought in 2 items, one for myself and one for Breezy.
This is your last Friday here, so we thought, why not go out with a bang? And if you think for a second you're going to go rogue,
I told him.
I'll fire you.
Breeze, I told him nothing is off limits today. Anything could be in the box. It can be a bar of soap or a severed head. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Last week, intern Joe stuck his hand in the mystery box only to discover a piece of poop, a.k.a. Baby Ruth bar.
That was so tough.
Was stuck inside.
So tough.
Breezy tried to trick Joe with a frozen coffee mug with spoons inside of it.
I thought it was giving like rabbit energy, like a dead rabbit.
It was not at all fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
No, not quite sure what you were going for on that.
I'm not either, so that's all right.
But
it's
Joe
all
guessed
about
it.
Trial and error.
So this morning, Joe brought in two items, one for myself, one for Breezy. And I told him anything goes this morning.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits. It could be a sponge. It could be somebody's head. I don't care. So Breezy and I will each reach our hand into the mystery box to guess what sick, twisted item Joe is making us touch this morning.
It's so tough.
I have yours out in the hall, Moose, because it's got an odor to it.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it already. All right,
it's
go grab that.
So tough.
We're going to start recording here because this is going to go up on our Instagrams. I'm Moose Breezy on air, 98 PXY Rochester. All right, I'm covering my eyes, Joe. You sick, twisted man, you.
You are unwell.
All right.
All right. Move over to the side.
All right, tell me when you guys are ready. I'm going to stick my hand into the box.
What is that? What is that?
You have issues.
Diabolical.
You're just figuring that out now?
I thought I was sick. I was like, if anyone's going to be weird on this show, it's going to be me, okay?
No, I genuinely don't even know what that is. No, like, I'm not kidding.
Is this are these recording?
Yes, it's recording.
I don't want... Oh, okay. I'm putting my hand in the box.
What are you feeling,
Moose?
What is that?
It's creamy. It's got Oh, dude, it's soaking wet. What is that?
Is it white? What?
Yeah, it's really goopy. It's creamy.
God.
It's white.
Did you get this from the bathroom?
No, not exactly.
Did you go to a sperm bank before this?
Oh my God, that's disgusting, Breeze.
That's all I can really see.
Why I would not eat it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in your mouth.
I would not put that in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Don't do that.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. This is a nice smell. This smells like something you get out of a men's locker room, like an aftershave, something like that. It's dripping down my arm. Is it aftershave?
It's just a Tuesday.
No.
It's not aftershave.
No. Any other guesses?
It's a liquidy substance. I will say. Like,
what would you typically use this for?
Oh,
all sorts of stuff.
Is this something that you
not
would,
say for work?
Is this is this something that you would typically use if you wanted to engage and
what
play with your significant other?
Not me personally.
But whatever you're into, you know.
I mean, if you want to.
Dude, it's running down my wrist. Why is it so liquidy? I don't want to touch it anymore. Do you see this? It's white. It's creamy. When I said anything goes, I wasn't talking. That's not what I meant, Joe.
I'm like really uncomfortable right now.
I'm so glad this is your last day today.
No, same.
Any guess?
By the smell.
Is it like a good smell or
I don't
a
think
bad
this
smell?
Is something you should eat.
Correct.
Well,
it should not eat it.
Put your finger in your mouth, so.
Well, you gotta test out all the senses.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. I like the smell. This is the smell. I would use this as a cologne. I do not mind the smell. However, it's very liquidy. It's running down my fingertips. It's running down my wrist.
Cute.
Smells good. It's creamy and white. I got a lot of questions. I don't know if I want to touch it anymore. One more. Oh God! It's all over the
place. Well, one more, for old time's sake. Is it lotion?
Spermicidal lube.
It's lotion. I had microwaved it. It was warm, and then I put ice in it so that it would get warm and cold. But then the ice melted.
You didn't need to do all that, dude.
Sick, twisted individual.
You didn't need to do all that. You could just put in lotion.
Most. That was crazy.
Okay, Joe. Thank you so much.
You are weird.
All right.
I guess
it's mine. Is it spermicidal lube? No, it's Cetaphil.
No, not at all. It's just lotion that I put in the microwave and then exploded, and then I put an ice cube in it for no reason. Okay, perfect.
No, it's a vino.
So much.
Okay, Joe.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to go over to Breezy because Breezy's going to stick her hand in the box now.
Is the camera good? Or
yeah, you're all set, okay. Breezy. If you're just joining us, we're playing What's in the Mystery Box. Intern Joe brought in two items, one
and
for me.
Based on what that just happened, I'm genuinely so nervous.
You may want to be gentle with this.
Why do we not have any kind of
Is this good?
Napkins?
Camera?
Oh my God, you are twisted, dude. What is that? Breeze, up to you if you want to stick your hand in there. All right, move the box over just a little bit.
Okay,
you're all set. Stick your hand in and God help us.
You want to be gentle.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Are you positive that that's not, you're positive
what?
That's safe?
What's wet? Something's wet. I haven't even, oh, it's the lotion. Okay.
Are you positive that's safe?
Pretty sure.
Was it in the microwave?
No.
Breeze, go ahead.
What the?
Almost needing to use the dump button.
Oh, man. Breezy's hand is in.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Breezy. I don't blame you. This is twisted.
Oh, my God. My hand's wet. We said no liquids.
Yeah, there's a lot of liquid in that.
We didn't say no liquids. We said anything goes.
Go ahead, Breezy. Just all the way in. There's contents.
Wait, what? Why is it spongy? What is it?
That's what you're here to guess.
It's so slimy.
That's just...
Is it rabbit poop?
From my angle, I can't determine what's in that cup of water. I can't determine what's in there.
Okay, can I show you?
Yeah. All right, take a guess at what you think that gushy thing is in your hand.
I'm going to smell my hand. It smells like watermelon. Wait. It
smells like watermelon.
Well, I don't eat fruit that often, so I'm not.
Breezy, take a guess at what that could be.
Gosh. I pray, I hope. It's candy, because I'm fondling it right now.
What kind?
Candy soaked in water. Oh. I hope. I'm like cleaning myself off in the glass. That's probably not even water. It's probably pee. I think it's like a gummy. Like a gummy soaked in hopefully water?
I think that's what that is. Is that what that is?
It's soaked in seltzer water.
Oh my God, dude, you really went all out this.
Oh yeah, it is a watermelon. All right, you
put a gummy watermelon inside seltzer water in a cup within the mystery box.
Yep.
And put it in the microwave. In the
No.
Constantly using the microwave. Joe.
You are a sick, twisted individual, my friend.
All right, so Breezy.
When I put my hand in the water, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I felt the gushy stuff, and I was like, okay, I don't like this anymore. Let's cut the show.
This would be a really great game to play over the holidays with the family.
Oh yeah.
I'm not talking about you. You're never playing this game again. That was it. So, spermicidal lube, and then...
It was not that.
I don't know.
Watermelon gushers in a glass of water with seltzer that was thrown in the microwave.
It was Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
All right. Actually, one of my faves. Throw me one of those bad boys.
Let me try it. Hold on. Oh, my God.
I'll throw some of those.
Yeah, let me give it a little taste tester.
Oh!